Oxford Reading Tree Stories.
Stage 9. Decode and Develop. The Fair-Haired Samurai. This story is called The Fair-Haired Samurai. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Kipper started going to Aikido classes. He really enjoyed it. The club met once a week in the school hall. The teacher was Mr. Otsuki, but he told everyone to call him Kenji.
Aikido is a way of feeling,
Kenji told them.
You don't need to be strong to defend yourself. Instead, you learn to turn other people's strength against them. Aikido shows you that strength comes from inside you.
Kenji taught the class to fall safely without hurting themselves. At first, it was quite hard to do, but soon everyone could do a forward roll and land easily. As the weeks went by, the children got better and better at landing and rolling. Kenji began to teach the class to do simple moves against a partner. The moves had Japanese names. Kipper learned to grab his partner's arm and pull it back. He turned his body at the same time, and his partner fell to the floor.
We will learn the moves slowly at first,
said Kenji.
The idea is to use your opponent's attack to your advantage.
Kipper worked hard in the classes.
Excellent, Kipper,
said Kenji.
Remember to bow. You must respect your opponent.
One day, Kipper decided to show Kenji the photographs of the family holiday in Japan. The photograph album was on Biff's bed. The key was lying next to it. As Kipper picked up the album, the key began to glow.
I don't want this,
thought Kipper.
I want to get to my Aikido class.
He flicked the key away and tried to run out of the room. The key landed just outside the bedroom door. But the magic took Kipper into the adventure anyway. Kipper was on a high wall overlooking a Japanese castle. On one side of him, he saw buildings and gardens. On the other side was a wall with a wide moat full of water. The magic had taken him back in time to Nijo Castle in Kyoto in ancient Japan. Kipper felt frightened.
I don't have the key,
he thought.
How am I going to get back home without it? I might be here forever. I wish I still had the key. I wish I hadn't been so impatient.
Kipper set off down a wide path lined with trees. Suddenly, he was confronted by a group of boys.
Who are you? How dare you come in here? How did you get in?
They shouted.
You are a spy!
The biggest boy shouted. The boy ran to attack him. Kipper gasped. Then he remembered Kenji's words.
Use your opponent's strength against him.
He grabbed the boy's arm and turned sideways, pushing his hip into the boy. The boy fell to the ground. Another boy ran at him. Kipper jumped aside. He grabbed the boy's wrist and turned his shoulder. The speed of it made the boy somersault forward. Kipper made a polite bow to his two opponents. Then, a man appeared out of the trees. The boys bowed low. Kipper gulped and did the same. The biggest boy spoke.
This boy with strange-looking clothes has entered the castle and attacked us. He must be punished, Mr. Takeda,
he said angrily.
Ah, Isamu,
the man said.
Your name means courage. Is it brave to tell lies? It was you who attacked first. I saw it all.
The man looked at Kipper.
Where did you learn to defend yourself so well? Who are you? Why are you here?
He asked. Kipper gulped. He couldn't really tell them about the magic key. Then he remembered what Kenji had taught him about Aikido.
I'm not strong, said Kipper, but I have been taught that strength comes from inside you.
Ha!
Cried the man.
Did you hear that? Each one of you must understand that if you are to become a worthy samurai.
Mr. Takeda took Kipper's arm.
We will go to the Shogun's palace. He must see this boy who is so wise and resourceful,
he said. Kipper felt pleased that Mr. Takeda had praised him. He had remembered all that Kenji had taught him, and it had worked. He was glad he had learned Aikido. Kenji was right. He didn't have to be strong to overcome a bigger opponent. Mr. Takeda had said the boys were to become samurai. Kipper knew that samurai were Japanese knights, and they were strong and fearless. Kipper felt nervous. He wondered what the shogun would do with him.
Bow low when you meet the shogun, and do not speak unless you are spoken to,
Mr. Takeda said sternly. Mr. Takeda told the shogun what he had seen. The shogun looked at Kipper and commanded him to come closer. To Kipper's surprise, the shogun laughed.
So this fair-haired boy is clever enough to enter the castle, throw my two biggest sons, and is wise enough to impress you, Takeda. We must train him to be a samurai. It will please me to have a fair-haired samurai.
The shogun went on. He looked at Kipper.
The training is hard. It will take many years. It will test you to your limits. Do not fail, or it will be the worse for you.
Kipper's heart sank. At once, Kipper was sent to join the other boys.
This is terrible, he thought.
He struggled to carry a large stone and place it on a wall. He had to race another boy to see who could get all the stones on the wall first. The training went on all day. Kipper had to leapfrog over the biggest boy. The boy was too tall, and Kipper fell to the ground. He had to try again and again.
I don't want to be a samurai, thought Kipper. This is a lot harder than Aikido.
At last, it was supper time. Kipper was glad he knew how to use chopsticks. The biggest boy asked where he had learned to defend himself.
Have you heard of Aikido?
Asked Kipper. The boys shook their heads. They had never heard of it. After supper, it was bedtime. Kipper was given a sleeping mat and a pillow made from a block of wood. He lay with the boys in a large room, and they all fell asleep at once.
I may be here for the rest of my life.
He thought miserably. At home, Floppy liked to sneak upstairs when no one was looking. He saw the key flashing faintly. He picked it up in his jaws and ran into Biff's room. As he did so, the key glowed and he was whisked through the door of the little house.
Be Dogs don't have magic adventures by themselves, do they?
Thought Floppy. But by now, he was in the grounds of Nijo Castle. Floppy did what all dogs do. He began to sniff at the strange new smells. Then he picked up a scent he knew. Kipper couldn't sleep. He felt frightened and unhappy. This was the worst adventure he had been on. He was afraid he would never go home. A tear ran down his cheek and fell onto his wooden pillow. Then he felt a wet nose press into his neck. It was Floppy, holding the key firmly in his jaws. Kipper had to stop himself from shouting out loud.
Floppy, you good dog!
He whispered.
How did you know how to find me?
The key began to glow. Back in Biff's room, Kipper put the key back on Biff's bed and patted Floppy on the head.
I'm glad that adventure is over, he said. I don't think I would have been a very good samurai warrior. I'd rather go to Aikido classes.
Dad called from downstairs.
Hurry up, Kipper. You're going to be late for your Aikido class.
Kipper picked up the photograph album and then put it down again. He had something else to show Kenji. Before the Aikido class began, Kipper showed Kenji something.
It looks like a very tiny wooden pillow. Wherever did you get it?
Asked Kenji. Kipper gave a little smile.
I got it in Japan,
he said.
Published and copyrighted by Oxford University Press.